Christ Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by, well, wouldn't you like to know?
Reply Manager.
Yeah, it is. And it's a new inbound message management tool. And not only that, it's for eBay sellers. Hurry up and call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. We were on the line with Miriam, and then we had another caller join
Yes,
in.
We do, because we asked the question, what time is the party and where is it? None of us knew. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Oh, just hanging out, enjoying the little eBay radio this afternoon while I'm listening.
Well, thank you. You're supposed to be listening while you list, so that's good.
And that's what you're competitive about, by the way,
darling. By the way, Joe, what?
Because we had a little discussion about listen while you list, and when the discussion was over.
Oh, please, don't even go there.
All of a sudden, there were all these bumpers all over the show.
Don't even go there.
I loved it.
Don't even go there, because we were using that years ago, Griffalo.
I know you were.
Just so you know.
But I love, your response was the perfect response, which was to just put it all over the place. I loved that.
Thank you. I have it on a little recording by my bed, and when I go to bed at night, I listen to it.
That's perfect. That is so perfect.
Oh, I figured
best.
That's what you were talking about.
You're
but I wasn't
the best.
Sure.
You know what? It's why I love you.
But Griff, what's fair is fair.
Well.
Miriam and Jason, you have no idea what we're talking about, and I'm embarrassed.
I'm lost.
Okay, Jason, tell us about your party, honey.
All right, well, I actually have many parties, but the one we're going to talk about right now is the one on Monday night. So those of us who are, well, those of us, I live here, but those of you coming in early, we're having a party at the Harrah's at the Carnival Court. It is their bar that's in front of Harrah's. It's mostly outdoors, but it is covered. It does have misters. But it's a fun party bar. There's always a live band playing cover tunes. There's flair bartending. It's a lot of fun, and it's easy to get to. And, you know, it's not an official event because, as you know, official events mean you have to pay for minimum.
Why do you think, listen, Jason, why do you think that at our event every year we always say, Griff and Lee are going to be in the in the casino bar tonight at 8 o'clock. Why do you think we do that? Because if we rented a room in the hotel, or we even rented that bar for the night, it costs $1 million.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so Monday night, those of you getting in early, we're hanging out at Harrah's Carnival Court, starting at 8 o'clock. But like, I always mention that it's outdoors, so dress accordingly. Do not show up in a sweater and jeans, or I will make fun of you.
So,
how about a swimsuit, Jason?
Can
we bring a swimsuit?
Swimsuits for sure.
Oh, goody. Did they have a pool?
So, what time is it exactly?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on.
8 p.m. on Monday night, and that's the 25th, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. And, okay, well, that's exciting. So, many of us are going to be there on Monday, so maybe we'll see you, Jason.
Yeah, but hey, I was actually, before you mention my name, I was actually going to call in because I got to tell you the most amazing thing that just happened, thanks to eBetsy.
What's that?
So, you know how when you touch something in your eBay inventory, then it sells like a day later, or you talk about it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I posted that picture as me as Marie Osmond right at the top of the show.
Yes.
eBetsy replied to it and said, you need an Epilady. I just sold my vintage Epilady 2 minutes ago.
You could have used it.
I know.
But I think you looked beautiful.
So,
that picture was beautiful. You looked very pretty.
Yes, you did.
If anybody could think that Jason would be described as being pretty, that picture was pretty.
The first thing I thought of was, you sure got a pretty mouth there, lady.
Yeah.
Well, my friends do call me Big Girl.
Big Girl. So, no, that's, you're not saying it right. You have to say it like this. Big Girl.
Big Girl.
Yeah, you see, you can't do it.
He doesn't have the gene.
He doesn't have the gay gene.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't. So, Jason, one more time. It's at 8 o'clock Monday, Harrah's. And where is Harrah's?
There it is. If you're, if you walk out of the Venetian.
Oh, wait a minute. We have to leave the Venetian?
Yes.
All bets are off.
It's very close. It's next door.
Yeah.
Turn left. Yeah. Heading south down Las Vegas Boulevard, and Harrah's is the next casino.
Oh.
And if you're really a princess, you can take a cab.
It would actually take you longer to take a cab to Harrah's than it would to walk.
Yes, but if you're good and you get an air-conditioned one, you'd be better off.
Yeah, right, that's true.
You will wait in line longer for that cab than it will take you to walk. So.
No, yeah.
I always wait inside.
Put your walking shoes on and huff it on over there. It's close.
You can always, you know, create a little plastic bubble and go out that
That's
way.
That's true. So, Jason and Miriam, we look forward to seeing you in Vegas. Jason, I'm sure I'll talk to you before then.
Oh, yeah. Miriam, I'm so excited. I didn't know you were coming.
Yes, I am, and I'm so excited. I don't have to drive through the desert.
She's going to fly this time.
$98 each way. I thought that was cheap.
That's very good, yeah. What airline is that?
Southwest.
Oh, Southwest is
Southwest
always good.
Southwest always has deals.
Yeah, I love Southwest.
Oh, hey.
Two bags fly free, so you can thrift while you're here.
What was that?
The two bags fly free, so you can source and thrift while you're here.
Right, and hey, I just got the tickets, like, I think yesterday or the day before, so if anyone is wondering if it's going to be too expensive, you should check out Southwest.
Yeah, you really should. It's a great airline.
So Jason and Miriam, thank you so much for being with us today.
What a joy and delight. You have made this show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye, honey.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, Jason, go home and pluck those eyebrows.
Yeah, really.
Get them ready.
I think I hung up on somebody I shouldn't have hung up on. Did I, guys, or did I just, we're okay? Oh, great. Okay.
Oh, good.
Because I thought I had made a terrible mistake.
A terrible,
yes, because I'm such a terrible person.
So can we tell the story about, Listen While You List?
Well, but.
It's a great story.
No, but you don't know but Griff.
I know the
thing
story.
Of it is, no, you don't. You don't realize that we used to have them in.
I know.
You remember?
I know,
Listen While You List?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, go ahead and tell the story.
So, you know, our communications team has done this, very interesting program. It's kind of like a pilot program that is not like eBay Radio. It's different. It is like a podcast like This American Life, only with eBay sellers. And it's, you know, it's not live. It's very produced. It's very interesting stories. And they asked if we would promote it. And of course, well, it's an eBay product. Of course I'm going to promote it. So we did some promotions about it on eBay Radio. But Lee was listening to the show, some of the snippets, and said, do you know that they're using Listen While You List? That's ours. And I said, well, you know, it's eBay. So
I came up with that when I was at WS Radio.
Yes, you did.
I did. I absolutely. And that was how many years ago?
At least 40.
13 years ago.
Okay. So I said, she said, what are we, can you
I
ask them?
I was so proud of it. Listen while you list.
Can you tell them to stop using it? And I said, well, I can't really. I mean, it's both shows are about their eBay property. I can't tell them not to use it. So Lee said, oh, I understand. And then nothing was said. And then suddenly on the show, every 30 seconds, there's a listen while you list. And the first time I heard it, I had to turn my mic off. I was laughing so hard because I thought, yes, of course, that's the perfect response. Just bombard the airways with it.
Well, you know. How do you, suppose you had thought up something. I realize it's eBay. I get that.
No, so I would have been,
really.
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed that I didn't trademark it, probably.
Well.
Listen while you list.
There you go.
Listen while you list.
There you go again.
You know what it needs, though? It needs of course you'd probably get sued, but it needs a, you know, whistle
yep,
while
I
you
know.
Work.
Yeah. I know, but I don't want to get into trouble.
Oh, no, not you. Anyway, it really, I thought it was fantastic. I just thought it was, it made my whole day the first time I heard it. And I thought, well, should I say something? And I, yeah, why not? It's great.
Well.
It's great.
I came up with it.
And it's back being yours.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are really a piece of work.
When I owned KIFM Radio in San Diego.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We were known as Lights Out Jazz because for many years, they had a program on at night that was called Lights Out Jazz and they played jazz, right? I made it 24 hours a day jazz, right?
Yeah.
So we had a big, Kenny G was headlining and a whole bunch of famous jazz people, right?
Yeah.
Were headlining. So, some radio station in town decided to go with my same format. And they switched to that format like 2 days before this big event at SeaWorld, by the way, with Kenny G and other people.
Oh, yeah, SeaWorld.
Right?
Yeah.
It was big. They showed up at the event, mm-hmm. and they brought a giant inflatable light bulb. Okay, we were called Lights Out Jazz, right?
Oh, don't tell me.
And in the middle, it was giant. It was like the Goodyear.
Was it inflatable?
Limp, you know, inflatable, yeah.
I would have brought a pin.
Right? So they put this big thing up, so I just kept my cool, you know.
Yeah.
The next morning, sales department runs into me and says, Lee, we got to do something. They came last night, and they had this big inflatable thing. And I said, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Don't say a word. Don't do anything, because if we bring attention to it, they're going to know that we care.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Right. We did nothing, and the radio station went away in 6 months. The capper of the story is, I wasn't about to let that happen with Listen While You List. I was not. But, you know, we're doing a good job of promoting them, and I think
they sound
good. And
oh, it's very interesting podcast.
And it's an interesting podcast, and we're promoting them. We're going to promote another one on Thursday.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm happy to be able to do this. Honestly, I am. But Listen While You List belongs to us.
Yeah. We want you to listen, but pay attention. Don't list. You only do that when you're on our show. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, today's last segment of eBay Radio. Don't miss it.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I dropship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
Doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience, and that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at ReplyManager.com. Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 366.
Jason T. Smith is known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music and head of the Thrifting Board on Facebook. He says when taking your photos, the background you use is important, and has this observation and advice.
Griff, I was looking at your pictures the other day, and I saw your Leichhardt shirts on that awesome black background. They look really good. They pop so well. And that's the key. If you have a white or light background and you're trying to list a white or light item, you gotta get a new background. Do not put white on white. Do not put black on black. You gotta make it pop. You gotta make it stand out on that iPhone 4 that most people are still rocking.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome. Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell and however you ship.
Hey, you know what? We've got to finish that listing dish.
Oh, yeah. Whose was it?
Okay, it was Ron's.
Oh, yeah, Ron's.
And we're almost finished, and the number is 1822-0369-6873.
So I got to tell you, he made some changes, right? So he figured out the shipping, and now that's reasonable. It's $16.65.
Oh, it's $14.10 to me.
Well, that's because you're closer, dear. I'm farther away.
Okay.
And the photos are now all excellent, all perfect.
Yeah.
And the description is as good as it gets, except he still says there may be some minor scrapes and scratches. So I would say there are.
There are some minor scrapes. Yeah. And scratches.
Right. There may be.
Yeah.
That's like,
not good.
I still want to make fun of that. So can we do that a little bit?
We can. He's
if
got
you wear these special glasses that we've included that are not your prescription, you may not see the minor scrapes and scratches.
Now, E. Betsy brought up a point. You know, she's used to be a magazine editor, a newspaper editor, so she catches every little thing.
Mm.
Misplaced apostrophes in his store name.
In his store name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Agnes's Cache of Curious Curios.
Yeah, but I'm not going to touch that. It doesn't need the other S.
Just want to let him know.
Yeah, it should just be Agnes.
With no apostrophe.
With apostrophe, because you say Agnes with apostrophe. It's Agnes's. Yeah.
Cache of Curious Dash. Just to mention it to you.
Where was she when I was writing the book and I needed a proofreader?
Oh, she's fantastic. She catches every little thing. Drives me nuts.
No, it's good.
Okay, so, it is, but I kid her because she is the grammar Nazi.
Well, she's got an eagle eye.
And the punctuation Nazi.
Let's call her Old Eagle Eye.
Okay, Panasonic.
Hey, Old Eagle Eye.
So what do you think of his description?
Description is great.
Yeah,
everything.
One line.
Yeah. It's easy to read. I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I want to give this the you know what.
Yeah.
In fact.
Well, he's got a five. Well, he needs to change that little.
If you change the word may to
just there are some minor use scrapes and scratches.
Yeah, cover yourself. I would say there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
My ship came in. Oh. I'll see you later.
Yeah, mine came in too. It was the Titanic. Okay, so we've done that. Now we have to read our... Oh, there's one thing I need to read really quick.
Well, so do we just give Ron a five?
We gave Ron a five.
Ron, you just got a five.
You got a five again, Ron.
Yeah. You're killing it.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what you are? You're the Serena Williams of the listing.
Exactly.
You're going to get one a big gold plate or something.
We got email from summerthrift95@gmail.com.
Right.
Known on eBay as FINDERSLTD, Finders Limited. I wanted to give testament on how good collections work. I did a collection of my vintage Italian Christmas ornaments just before the 4th of July weekend. I put in about 12 ornaments. I then ran a sale through promotions for $5 off every $50 spent. All ornaments were priced $50 to $150 with free shipping. The collection sold out, except for two ornaments, in 2 days with only two buyers. The one buyer purchased ornaments from my other collections as well. As always, you guys rock. I owe my success to you. Thank you, Summer.
That's really nice
it's
of you to say.
Very sweet. Thank you so much.
Thanks so
much. We appreciate that. So you know what it's time to do now, don't you, Griff?
Pick my nose.
Now it is definitely time to do our event calendar, please.
And pick my nose while I'm doing it. Upcoming events.
At least we can't see you, thank God.
Can you hear it?
Okay, go ahead. Griff, 15-year-old boy. There you go. There you go.
Hey, you got to stay young.
I may be competitive, but you're
at least I don't
a 15-year-old boy.
July 13, 2016, Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will be happening. That's Wednesday, July 13th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House. Great steaks there, by the way, in Elk Grove Village. The topic is What's It Worth with Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point. The cost is $3 and you can contact Rich Syok at biddingpros@gmail.com to learn more.
July 14th of this year, Raleigh, e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup. We just talked to him.
We did.
Thursday, July 14th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Panera Bread in Raleigh, North Carolina. The topic is success in your business. Bring your questions and we'll help you find answers. The cost is $5 and the contact for that is Paul Apollonia. We just spoke with him a few minutes ago.
July 15th, 2016 will be the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group. This is going to happen again Friday, July 15th. Starts at 5:30 p.m., goes to 8:30 p.m. It's at the Roundabout Diner Lounge there in the Rotary, the big Rotary around Route 95 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The speaker is USPS employee and eBay seller Kristen Kieran. And the topic will be proper packaging and what's new with USPS. The cost is $10. You can contact Robin Levin for more information at robin.levin. That's R-O-B-B-I-N dot Levin, L-E-V-I-N at worthpoint.com.
And that should be very interesting. A person from USPS telling us how to pack and ship.
Yeah.
Really. Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening Friday, July 15th. That's this Friday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Q&A with your fellow sellers. And, of course, the contact there is Tom Sutton, Tom at blackandgoldgifts.com. And, of course, Griff, the last one.
On July 26th, eBay Open happens in Las Vegas. That's the big eBay Open 2016 sellers celebration. It's on July 26th through Friday, July 29th, from 12 p.m. to 12:15 p.m. So it's all day and all day. It's at the Venetian, and there'll be lots to do. Don't miss it. eBayOpen2016.com to
we'll
register.
We'll see you again on Thursday.
Yes. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation.
Unless I've become so competitive that I don't even want to be there.
Not going to let it go. Goodbye, everyone.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.